Patrick, what kind of torture are you talking about in this respect?
In our report, actually, we highlight that in Chinese law, in fact, only they touch on the issue of extracting confession and using violence to obtain evidence. I mean, like, it's actually not enough to just to include these two areas, because in many of those cases, we also highlighted in the report, we talked to lawyers and actually also academics. What we find out is that to those people, especially dissidents, human rights defenders, Falun Gong practitioners, religious believers, and even like corrupt officials, they can also be subject to torture when they detain. For example, like for corrupt officials, if they are under the party disciplinary action, Shuangui, the double registration, and during the investigation by the procuratorate, the prosecutors, they can also be subject to torture, as we all heard from lawyers who handle cases like that. So that happens to also to other human rights defenders. They handle the case, the lawyers handle those cases. And very often, even the human rights lawyers themselves would be subject to torture and ill treatment. And like, for example, in the case of Yi Wen-shen, Beijing lawyer, after he put something online last year supporting the Hong Kong protest, and he was detained for 99 days. And during those 99 days, he was subject to a long period of interrogations for up to 200 times, as he told us. And every time for several hours, with like this kind of prolonged interrogation. So you can see like actually lawyers themselves would even be subject to this kind of torture. It's just not difficult to imagine is to see how ordinary people would be subject to various kinds of torture in detention.
Another thing that is used is an area called a black jail, where people are taken to sort of a secret location.
Yeah, exactly. Like for black jail is a kind of arbitrary detention in China, and there's no law in China to prohibit that. While this actually in practice, what we hear from lawyers are quite rampant among human rights defenders, practitioners, long-term practitioners, Falun Gong practitioners, religious believers, etc. So all these people actually would be detained in places, in unknown places, for example, even like in hotels, guest house, or even in abandoned flats or in underground rooms. So it's actually very dangerous and very risky for them to be detained in such locations, because it would expose them to higher risk of torture. Well, actually, nobody can find them because these bad jails locations are actually unknown to many people. When these people are detained, they don't have any access to lawyers and their family. So it exposed them to even more risk of torture.
Well, this report comes out as the United Nations is scheduled to conduct a regular review of China's record on torture. How do you expect the UN, you know, how would you like the UN to receive the information that you've compiled in this report?
We have already sent copies of our submission and also this report to the UN. And then as this committee, the Committee Against Torture in the past, also made very strong comments on China in the past. Like last time, 7 years ago in 2008, they also made a lot of strong comments and pressed the Chinese government to improve different areas concerning torture. So we would also expect this time that the committee would also make very strong comments on China. And the Chinese government actually has not been responding directly and positively to all the questions raised by the committee so far. So at the hearing, we will also be attending the hearing to monitor how the Chinese government will respond to the committee's further questions and comments on the Chinese government's human rights record and torture record.
Thanks very much. That's Patrick Poon. He's China researcher at Amnesty International in Hong Kong.